Blog Talk Radio.
Microphone Hokage. Ladies, rub your titties if you love hip-hop like I love Tinashe. Now who's who? You're swimming in water, they call you seafood. I'm seafood, balancing on a ski-doo, practicing wushu in a pair of new shoes. Can't handle my jutsu, now you lose. Raw vibes, bad to the bone, that rhetoric rawhide. Changing dog's life, I toss mics off a building and yell boss life. Jump down and catch them before they touch the ground and cough rhymes. I'm sick as fuck, catching bullets from Andrew Luck on the back of a moving pickup truck. The game's in good hands, I beat a man from another man. I come in peace until the earth ends. I'm feeling ill, I need 10 nurses, I'm on superb shit. Fornicating these verses.
Yo. Well, my real life niggas have me ready to butt us. My bitches, if you with it, just get down with us. The Motor City rapping niggas dangerous us. Fucking with us, nobody fucking with us. Well, my real life niggas have me ready to butt us. My bitches, if you with it, just get down with us. The Motor City rapping niggas. Niggas dangerous, fucking with us. Nobody fucking with us.
Yeah. Speeding through life on highways, I was living. Gunning engines out, I'm rifling and dipping. I'm blowing loud with the windows down. Trying to get this shit rolling. Fuck this kind of lifestyle, I gotta do it. Keep going. Glorious SS DeLoreans, the audience applauded them. Came to these stages from the audience, so using common sense was illogical. I'm coming for this game like I'm leaving out the locker room. Out of sorts, a nigga's jersey never matched his shoes. Can see the bigger picture, still I need to prove. Couldn't let negatives knock my positives loose. They'll probably love it if for real things blues. Rules like glue upon my free spirit. Won't let them come near it. Cloud my vision, my soul, they need clearing. Tend to drift just a little bit. Sell another hit. Off these sticky cigarella licks. I'm driven at the speedway. Trying to put this bridge together. One's cool, four's better. Better bet I'm with whatever. Chilly as mittens in these cold winter Michigan months. In April's when the Fab Five should come. We yelling. Raise it up. Raise it up. Man, this four springs, nigga. Raisins in the sun. Purple like from off a grapevine. So all my niggas stay live. This for my 1-2, 7 day at a time grind. Second paper for mine, fine wine. Just get better with every second that they lock in. Move forward, that's more flowing, that's more motion and ocean. You
fucking with a ridiculous limitless on production. Reporting live the eye of the storm for later beat. Blast the cannon at your minions. Rolling with all them cool birds. Leaving a great coupons. Been strong since fighting teenagers. Shit as a fifth grader. Coming with more flavor than collision package gummy savers. Master of the dark force. Where your oil complexion turmoil. Within the opposite. To sum it up, I gotta get wild. Doing a thousand life more precise than before now. How? The perfect season. In a place with all the people. Wave your hands and stomp your feet. Feel the building with your energy. Heavy shit we need. Indeed. Who got the sticky? Keep a lookout for the enemy. They're in the rearview mirror, but they closer in appearance. Say, yeah, my skin is black, so is the president. Until I got a question where the morals rest. Copious amounts of medicine, sex, and alcohol. The daily struggle, cure all.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, all my real life niggas that be ready to fuck us. My bitches, if you with it, just get down with us. The Motor City reppin' niggas, dangerous us. Who fucking with us? Nobody fucking with us. Well, all my real life niggas that be ready to fuck us. My bitches, if you with it, just get down with us. The Motor City reppin' niggas, dangerous us. Who fucking with us? Nobody fucking with us.
Bred the female's passion, magnetic attraction. Keeping a mask in the cruise in the Cadillac with the pentagrams and swerve half naked, wouldn't come near crashing. If I go to heaven, would y'all know my name, or would it be the same for you like I was ever clapping, huh? Clap for your freedom, dog, that's what's happening. My spit's critical political action. The hustle is a puzzle, each piece is a fraction. Every word is understood as a transaction. I'm a FC soldier, microphone holder. Rap Philly set from Bolivia to Boulder. Paris, France, and Tempest, Iowa. How we gonna make it through the dark? I'll show y'all.
To tell you one lesson I learned. If you wanna be something in life, you ain't gonna get it unless you give a little bit of sacrifice.
Look it out. Look, you kick off your shoes and jump off the jock. I fly higher than them dudes from off your block. My name is Black Disguise, it's an orthodox. It's that chins of your men you talk about. Couple people wanted thought to stop, but guess what? My man grabbed the missile, plucked for the gut. Now next time, Petey, stop being such a glut. I'm precise with it like Fahey with haircuts. We up close on them with toast, but no crust. It's fructose on them, exposed and won't bust. It's yoke on your face, your jewels is lackluster. To put it to you straight, y'all fools is jacked up. Ain't close to the utmost, but no cigar. Nose to the grindstone, head to the star. Number one runner, number one drummer. Number one squad, we the joint for this.
For real. Tell you one lesson I learned. If you wanna be something in life, you ain't gonna get it unless you give a little bit of sacrifice. Ooh, sometimes before the smile,
work it out. Yeah, you need a heart to fill with music, yo. With music, you can fly. Check it out, yo. Your first impression might be I'm an asshole. Say I'm sometime and give people a hassle. Try the sun touch and put the heat in the capsule. Yo, see I'm deeper than that though. I get in the zone. Recognize I'm a rolling stone. No time to lollygag. I'm loud for scallywag. Give me the disco, I put it where your body at. I got the spit flow, I lay it on my trolley track. With no apology for the technology. Just trust what I see him, I say him, follow me my way. I'm the open book, look inside me. The star of the story, the cool telling God. Through all of the dark,
dark time, part of the business. The light be contingent on small forensic. My mic, I make a man a newborn infant. That true soda, true going sense it. I get in the zone.
I'll tell you one lesson I learned.
World,
if you wanna reach something in life,
world for man,
one more time, come and give it that check.
Yeah. I'll tell you one lesson I learned. If you want to reach something in life, you ain't gonna get it unless you give a little bit of sacrifice. Ooh, sometimes before you smile, all my people just work it out.
Come on, come on, work it out. Yeah.
If you want to be,
come on, worldwide. All over the world.
Whoever, it's better niggas watch. Riched up, feeding a French duck. Up in prime one, one son on me, he shoot like he fuck. A Welly Fargo, yo, Gallardo, jet red. Listening to Marvin and Keith in them jet red. Gambling spots, I own the lease. Quarter millions only, on top of the grass, we got sweets, man. Bottles of rosé, the OJ's is here with Coldplay. I sit back, perform in a grown way. My paper is proper, my bitch helicopter I bought. Cop me 2 hours, the most in these courts. So many reasons to eat, don't wanna kill no more. Ayo, I'm 2 steps away from the sleeps. Leah Dirty ain't cleaned it in years. I'm hustling a new way. My bookkeeper is standing right here. Ice water is the logo. Y'all niggas know so. Flavor like adobo. Bring the mayor to Drodo. It's promo rap, nigga. I grow dough. Catch me South France. Lumberjack mink, a bunch of snow cones. Yo, we got like 40,000 motherfucking biscuits in the bag. You know what I'm saying? For all the niggas that been putting the wig up. Doing anything, let's go.
I've been watching, I've been
for real.
Seems like I've been hustling for years. Now that I got my earnings,
yeah.
I wanna get away from here.
Off the lot, let's race them. I'm here to bring the set to the brink. Who can take them? The ambiance, give it no response. He gets what he wants. The scraps that he flaunts, nightmares he haunts. I'm just a smooth chiller, nothing to prove, nigga. Your shit is hard, but I'm like 10 times iller. A Merlot sipper, you can see my habit. I'm just a businessman, besides a chick magnet, a grown woman lover, a shorty father figure. You keep it all hood. I'm thinking much bigger, cause life is sweet. You spread your wings, the land of kings. We get right and handle things, you hear? Like the pieces on the board, and my quest for peace is what made me a warlord, dig it? Spit bars exquisite, no lies, I live it. No telling which island I plan to inhibit. Laid up with a bad bitch, token on a cigar real far. Villa style pussy by the seashore. Smoking jacket and more broads, I'm here to get all yours. The prettiest one you pick, down on all fours. Got them hammers that hate you. Extended clips that's ungrateful. Only thing I could promise is your exit won't be graceful. I'm just hoping your necklace is tasteful. Put you to sleep. That's how I wake you. No alarm clock could ever wake you. I stay out late night grinding for my payout. I shot my way in. I'll shoot my way out. As if I have to. See how it play out. You'll have a better understanding for the day out. Politic with chef, fine tune, survey the layout. AK out, taking over blocks, making over spots. As the uncut raw and bacon soda locks. Last stop inside this coke boy tour. Searching for paradise after this dope boy war. You know what I'm saying, chef? We gotta get it by any means, my nigga. Hold it before niggas wake up and we gone.
Difference between a dancer and a But still, I got the number and we kicked it. But she ain't the type I really want to visit. We got involved, it's not working. Ask me who's that, I don't know, because I'm still searching.
One little hint here, smoking and a tree. R-I-P-P-I-N-G. One little hint.
incredible, animalistic, vocalistic. Put my ass down to the earth, hair domestic. You missed it, evaporation disappear like this quick.
My estilo's mad rough, like a Brillo pad. No skills, talento, real smooth como el viento. I be the underrated, who created the marinated. Funk some hated, cause they wish they were related. But who's the leech in charge over here? Niggas disappear when we play what they hear. Yeah, astonishing, niggas be vanishing. I'll be finishing even without the Spanish in. And when it's in, just like medicine, it'll cure. Cause I'm managing to keep it pure. Indian, rock it up the count of four. One, two, three, four.
Devastation, Indians coming down, new creation in the station. You hear my gym pump throughout the nation. Ventilation, it's coming through my nose. Twinkle your toes, say your mind blows. Talk your brain and then watch it as it goes. Flows to another level, burn the devil. I'm the rebel, with the shovel. God is by my side, so keep the treble. Let me take a break and then I celebrate. Escalate, smoke my weed the best, cause I'ma graduate great. I feel the vibe, it's live in my session, has a lesson. Indians barking down like Smith and Wesson, I'm the Stepson. My blood is boiling hard, cause an erection in a section. I'm living lost, sitting in a mansion. One little Indian smoking in a
from the BX, please give it up for Mom.
I don't smell like something fishy going on in the world. I don't smell like something fishy going on in the world. The greatest ploy is ploylessness. So my truth casts no shadows because it soaks sunlight, hot pavements wet with God fire. I want to go higher. Beyond before, when I was who I was, when the thought of what was wasn't what it has become, but a true representation of what it will be when it's done. Me, I want to be Infinity's cousin. Gave that nigga scar up underneath his eye after relief of law, after he was dissing me while we was playing a dozen. Oh, they're fucking calling me stupid. Don't be talking about my moms. We're in the cycle of antipathy and the constellation is arms. But we be sitting on corners, sipping corrupted quarter waters, doing jumping jacks, jumping at the first chance to jump up and dance and shout and shake and show up out of pittance, pitting against preparation, concentration, reparation, the constellation is arms. 41 shots aimed at the nearest star, plunges peering the innards of who we are. Bullets piercing our resilient flesh, reinstilling that brilliant death that was felt on the Atlantic floor. Fuck am I here for? Huh? Fuck am I here for? Life. Write these rhymes, get this dough. Liberty. That must be that statue down in them buildings where they be getting that dough. The pursuit of the pursuit. Boy, look at that nigga run. And when he get caught, he can lie. Like Plymouth Rocks and Rushmore Mountains and Desperate Mountains. Desperate moments. And what you call Purple Mountain Majesties? Purple Mountain Majesties sound to me like strange fruit. Woo. Blood on the leaves and blood on the root.
Treat me nice, yo. If you want me to have your back.
what you want, be what you want. Sky is the limit and you know that you keep on, just keep on pressing on. Sky is the limit and you know that you can have what you want, be what you want, have what you want, be what you want.
Yeah, 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 y'all, Hip Hop Heads Radio, man. This is your man, the one and only DJ CJ, a.k.a. KD, a.k.a. The Finisher, a.k.a. The Great, welcoming you to the Wednesday installment of Hip Hop Heads Radio, man. That last song was by Zoe, Future and Fonte, My Flame. Of course, the remake of the classic by the one and only Bobby Caldwell. And, of course, that the way they ended it on the Biggie Sky, the Limited joint. Really love that joint right there, real dope. Smooth out a little bit and from the hip hop records that I was bringing you earlier. But saying that's what it is. First and foremost, man, before I get started, always gotta give a shout out to the one and only the one that was holding me down, the executive engineer in the building, Artisha Williams, and of course everybody that's listening live and everybody that's gonna go back and pick up the archive, man. Shout out to everybody that's out there listening and supporting Hip Hop Heads Radio, man, going on too. Years strong, years shorter. So we'll be celebrating our 2-year anniversary here in a little bit, man. So be on the lookout for that. We'll definitely be promoting that big time, all right? Now, we're going to get to a little bit of hip-hop topics, hip-hop news. But before I get into that, man, I always got to find this dude right here. He's probably the hardest working man in D.C., if you let him tell it. But, you know what I'm saying, I know that he got a little time. You know, he was into the whole, whatever that show was, the Empire Show shit. So he really couldn't rock with us, you know what I'm saying, like he wanted to or like we wanted him to. But he here tonight, though, man. He's going to hold it down with me tonight, man. And hopefully my girl Black Will will be calling in and all that good stuff. But right now, man, the one and only, the hip-hop heads, General, that's right, man, the one that gave me the okay to go ahead and rock this shit. My man from Ohio by way of D.C., the one and only Mr. Kirk Dunn. What's good, homie?
What's up, man? I'm back.
You back, son? What's going on, man? Like, I know you was caught up in the whole Empire shit, and I know you like bad busy down there in D.C., so I get that, but what's been going on with you, man? What's happening, man?
Oh, man, you know, this weather's starting to break here, man, ready to kick it, man, no telling I'm calling again. I better call in now, man, before we get called up again.
Right, yeah, you know what I'm saying, before you get caught up and in the wind on me one more time, let's go ahead and get it in, you know what I'm saying, it's the weather changing, and you know out there, D.C. spring and summertime is real, real nice, you know what I'm saying, a lot of little, you know what I'm saying, patio and all that, them block parties will be going down up there, man, so yeah, you did the right thing this week. You did the right thing.
Oh yeah. You know, we got that Breezy's little thing coming up with the hip hop feud, and we got this old school hip hop bar crawl coming up, man, which you need to experience one time as well.
I'm coming, man. I just need a date, B. I'm coming. I am not gonna miss it this year. Y'all just tell me when. I'm coming. Word up. I'm coming.
All right, man. We got.
Yeah,
I still ain't heard nothing on the. But maybe that DC Love Dilla 10th anniversary in the summer may make time for that.
Oh, I'm coming for that, son. There's no question. That and when we get all that Will Ferguson and, you know what I'm saying, the Sweet for My Dukes Orchestra come through, I would definitely be in attendance. I definitely can't miss that, man. At all, man. That's two trips. You know what I'm saying? I got my Southwest miles up, so I guess I better start, you know what I'm saying, using them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Man, you're always traveling. You're traveling too, man, kicking it, man.
Yeah, I'm doing a little bit. At the South by Southwest joint out there, also, which was real crazy. I caught the end of it when I was out there. It was real, you know what I'm saying? For it to be the end, I guess the finale joint, it was real, real live out there. Like, it was, you know, bars was bumping. Like, shit was crazy. It was crazy, man. Hopefully next year I can kind of catch it, like, either in the middle or in the beginning, man. I had a couple that I rock with was, had a couple shows out there, and I wish I could have called them, but, the way the schedule worked, it didn't permit. So hopefully, man, we can all get out there, because I heard it's real dope. I heard it's real live out there.
That's in Austin, right?
Yeah, that's in Austin, yeah.
They got a rip joint. I can't think of the name, man. It'd be a line out the door for that mother. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I forget the name too, man. But yes, there's a line, yeah. Literally. It's off of 6th Street. It's down the, like, literally, it's out the door around the corner, like a couple blocks. Like, it's crazy. So, one day, if I have time to get in that line, next time I'm out in Austin, I'm going to have to check them out. I have the time.
Yeah, dog.
I need to get back there. I got to get back to Pierre Chili Bowl, though, said. I got to get back there and get some of that good stuff.
Oh, man. I'm thinking it's pizza joint, dog. It's called AM Pizza. It's set up like a Quiznos, the Subway, where the toppings are right there. You ask what toppings you want on your crust. They put it through like an oven, like Quiznos. It comes right out just like that, man. You be hooked.
We doing a ball corner. We definitely got to check that out for sure. I got to line my stomach up before I go drinking with y'all. That ain't trying to get crazy.
Oh, man, yeah, it's dope. Yeah, there's plenty of spots. Eventually, boy, you got to experience that, but there's definitely some other spots. We got you.
No doubt, man. I can't wait to get up there and rock with y'all, man. It's long overdue. It's long overdue, man. So I definitely got to make that shit happen, man. So, all right, I got my man Kirk Dunn, of course, the safety engineer in the building. Mr. Artisha Williams, rocking with me. So let's get into a couple topics, man, and do what we do like we always do. So we're going to set it off like this. First and foremost, man, I got to say a happy birthday, belated birthday, to the one and only Mr. Kamal Jafari, better known as Mr. Q-Tip, celebrating his 45th birthday, man, on April 10th. One of my idols in hip-hop, he's pretty much the reason why I get into, I listen to the music, the type of music anyway that I listen to because of his genre and what he brought to the game. So, salute to Mr. Q-Tip and, many more. Also, for everybody out there in the D that was just celebrating my man Proof, it was Proof Day out there on April 11th. Of course, that is the day that, unfortunately, Proof lost his life out there. So, every April 11th out there in Detroit, they celebrate the Detroit legend, my man Proof, so rest in peace. Definitely want to set it off like that. Shout out to my girl, Kylie, out there that held me down with the mix and definitely with the show that they were doing out there. Shout out to Kylie doing her thing out there in the D. All right, man, let's go ahead and get into it. Of course, man, this shit is real crazy, man. This Young Money, Cash Money beef, this Young Thug, Lil Wayne beef, I guess it's coming to a climax. So apparently there's been some issues with Young Thug here wanting to release a mixtape called The Carter Six. So if you follow Lil Wayne's discography, he's made the Carter all the way up to, I think, the Carter Four, Carter Five. And with him now wanting to be off of Cash Money and moving on, to do what he wants to do, the Rich Gang protege, Mr. Young Thug. I haven't watched that, Mr. But anyway, Young Thug wants to, come in and make, an LP or a mixtape or whatever called The Carter Six. So basically, what ends up happening is the team or the camp over with Lil Wayne was starting to sue Young Thug if he was to release The Carter Six. So, Young Thug, in his infinite wisdom, went back and said he's going to rename the project Barter Six, saying that he is a blood and it's red, all this. And Kirk, man, I'm really trying to figure this shit out. I'm having a hard time really trying to figure out the whole soap opera shit, but what is it? Why would you want to release something that was affiliated with another man and think that you can, I don't know, try to duplicate a sound or switch it up or whatever? But What possesses you to think that you could do that, man? Can you help me on that one, man?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, he shouldn't be doing that, man. I mean, I understand you're looking up to him and you want to pay respect. I mean, but I mean, you're making something similar to that title, but don't call it like the Carter Six. Come on, man. And now they beefing. I mean, it's outrageous, man. I don't understand it.
I don't get it either, man. I don't get it, yo. Like, okay, you looked up to the dude, and okay, cool, but you know, he did have a point because if you remember back. When Juvenile left, Cash Money went on his own. Lil Wayne went out and made 500 Degrees, which was, I guess, the sequel to Juvenile's 400 Degrees. So he had a point as far as saying, okay, yeah, you know, keeping that going. But I don't understand these young cats today, man. Like, because now it's made Illmatic. Is somebody gonna go out and make Stillmatic or Bailmatic or whatever the hell it is? I don't know, man. Like, I don't get it, man.
Your Elzai told my Illmatic. Well, yeah, he made that out of respect, and it was more of a mixtape, you know.
That's out of respect. I get that. And if this was the same vein of him saying, okay, I'm dedicating the Carter Six to Lil Wayne, I get it. But to say that I'm going to make the Carter Six and make it a better project than, you know, all of the five Carters that came out previously, I'm not getting that. I'm not understanding that.
No. Where's that young thug from?
I believe he's from Atlanta. He's from Atlanta, which is a suburb of Atlanta. Gwinnett County, but, yeah, that's where he's from.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just leave it alone. First of all, Wayne's already pissed off that he can't get his albums coming out on Cash Money. And then,
right.
then this guy comes along trying to do it. You know, it's like, man, I won't mess with him right now. I mean, he's pissed right now.
Right. But I don't get it, man. I'm going to get that thing together, man. For me, the known Cash Money history and how things have ended when you go against, Bailey and Cash Money, this shit is going to get ugly before it gets better. Hopefully nobody, loses a limb or life over this shit because I don't really see the point of it, but it has happened before, so, hopefully they get their thing together and that's just that.
Yeah, man.
So moving on, man, some other shit. Lost Professor, man, S.U.P. Is getting ready to drop. He's actually dropping a single on today from his upcoming album. The album is going to be called Living or Reliving. So I'm going to have to go back and check. Have you heard that Johnny drop today?
No, I'm looking for it right now. What's it called?
The CD anyway is going to be called Reliving, and the single that he dropped today is called In the Scrolls, and then there's another one that he dropped, it's called All World and then Opulence. So he's got three singles that he's dropping off the LP. The Scrolls is a Nas tribute. In the Scrolls, I'm sorry, is a Nas tribute. So I'm going to go check that out too.
Yeah, he's grinding, man.
Right. It was good to see him back, and doing more music and actually doing his own thing, man. So, yeah, the joint is called Reliving. Apparently, he's going to have 11 tracks on there. He got some features from J-Love. He got some features from Respect the Deck, Cormega, Rock Marciano, Lord Jamal, G-Wiz, Fortune. So it sounds like there's going to be some real, live shit. So I'm going to do the whole project for sure, man.
Yeah, hope he comes, that would be good, but he's got a bar to live up to. That Diamond D album came out last year. The guy raised the level, man.
G-Wiz raised the level. Yeah, that Diamond D joint was a monster, man.
Yeah,
he has some bangers on it. So this joint is going to be released on June 9th. So all my main source, SUP, Lost Professor, It's called Reliving. So y'all be on the lookout for that, man. And of course, man, we'll probably, you know what I'm saying, we'll debut the track next week, a couple tracks from it, like we always do here, man, at Hip Hop Heads Radio. So, with that being said, maybe we're going to switch gears and jump to something, you know what I'm saying, a little bit more, I guess, political or whatever. Well, I don't want to say political, just crazy. For all of my Aaron Hernandez supporters, I guess today was a bad day. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Aaron Hernandez was found guilty with first degree, or was convicted of first degree murder, where he is going to receive the penalty of life in prison without parole. I followed the case, you know what I'm saying, here and there. From what I heard, they really didn't have a murder weapon. It was kind of, you know what I'm saying, up in the air, back and forth. But a lot of reporters were saying that that they weren't expecting the verdict that they were, you know, that they got today. They were expecting there was going to be a hung jury, and you know they were going to move on. Man, I don't know. Did you follow any of this case, Kirk, or you know what I'm saying? What did you get out of that?
Well, you know, they never found the weapon, no star witness, no motive, and they still convicted him. He should have been convicted anyway, but usually, you know, juries mess up nowadays.
Right.
You know, they took a while to deliberate. I think it took about 36 hours, and usually when they take that long, it's like they're split on something, but they came out all agreeing on all the charges, so... It was, you know, I don't disagree with him. So, you know, he messed up. So you gotta pay the price.
Right. In Massachusetts law, man, it says that, you know, if you have that type of conviction on first degree murder, you can have an automatic appeal. So when they asked his legal team what they were gonna do, they gave no comment. So I'm not sure if this is over with yet. And of course, he still got another murder case. Sitting in here, a drive-by shooting double murder case in Massachusetts also. So, you know what I'm saying, I don't think my man legal woes is over at the moment, but we need to say this much, man, he won't be seen the light of day.
He got those other murder charges pending too.
Right. As a matter of fact, he's got some charges here in Florida that they're looking for some type of extradition charge him on. So I don't know if it's gonna be a long year or two or three for the young man, but you know, today justice was served and it was cold and harsh, but oh well, so be it, it is what it is.
But
I'm honored and let's go out to Oda Lord's family, man, and it was very, very sad to see, you know, even though the outcome that they got what they wanted, man. Both families, you know, are losing a son and brother.
Lose, man. Lose.
Right. It's sad, man. It's very, very sad, man. So, a piece of the whole situation, man. That's just what it is. And we'll be with hip hop news. Nelly was in the news here, got caught in Tennessee with drug possession. I guess apparently his tour bus was stopped, where they found methamphetamine drugs, marijuana, and cocaine. He basically was charged this past Saturday, and he was released from Tennessee's Putnam County jail on $10,000 bond, and is scheduled to appear in court there on June 19th. Because of that, he was supposed to perform at Missouri State University's Spring Fest or Spring Fling. Had to cancel the show, but of course, everybody had to be refunded their money. Yo, I remember, you know what I'm saying, back in his pre, I guess, Nelly days or whatever. I know he had, you know what I'm saying, he was had a rough life, whatever the case may be, but he pretty much had like a squeaky clean type of image ever since then. So, for you not to know that this shit is going on your tour bus or whatever, I don't know, man. I don't know who the fault in whether it's him or the dudes that he's rocking with, man, but. What's your take on that one, man?
So everybody does it. He just got caught, and I've never known him to be weed smoking. It's probably his crew, you know. It's like a traffic stop nowadays, man. It's a routine traffic stop.
Hey, truly, I mean, I don't. Okay, the meth, okay, I understand. Like, that shit's that's a whole nother level. But I mean, when we champion weed and shit, I guess coke too at this point, because you know everybody do it. And speaking of that, so did you happen to see the video with Rihanna or whatever, supposedly snorting coke and they got a videotape of this shit?
Well, yeah, I heard about it. I didn't see the video though.
Yeah,
she tried to deny it or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you look at it, you really can't tell if she was doing it or not. I mean, she was, you know, had a hand on her nose or whatever, so, I mean, you don't know if she sneezed or she was, you know, sniffing or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You really can't tell, but, you know, it's you know, it is what it is.
She's done that stuff before, man. I mean, it's just, you know.
That's the life.
Yeah. That's simple.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's, I mean, yeah, you work hard, long hours. You party hard, long hours, you know, that's it.
Right. True indeed. True, man. So hopefully Rihanna and Nelly can get that thing together, especially when Rihanna, man, got this, you know, this new movie, the new animated movie that's out right now, and they're doing pretty well. So, you know what I'm saying? Definitely don't want to mess that joint up. Animated movies.
Is she supposed to be with Leo DiCaprio right now?
Something like that, yeah. I guess they're supposed to be dating or some fling or whatever, but, I mean, yeah. And you know Rihanna, so... You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, be careful of the camp you keep, man. Everybody that's hanging with you ain't with you. That's the best advice I can give her right there, man. So hopefully she take heed of that shit. Alright, it's some more hip hop news, man. My man Consequence, you know what I'm saying, has been in the news here.
Hold on. Consequence from Love and Hip Hop fame.
Yeah. Yeah, not of you know what I'm saying, A Tribe Called Quest and his own solo shit, but yes, of Love and Hip Hop fame, home of the cornball ass niggas, how I put it, and I'm just going to be real, real frank. Every dude that is on Love and Hip Hop is a cornball. Flat out. It's a fucking cornball, man. And I'm just saying, the only dude that I give it to, man, is that, you know, really... You know, was on some real, real shit and kept it, you know, real was Jim. Jim Jones kept it real, you know what I'm saying, and you know what I'm saying. Maybe a couple other dudes, but the rest of these dudes, man, they cornballs. I don't even know what the hell type of music they do, because I don't hear this shit. Like, I don't really hear it. Like, Underground, First Word, I don't hear it, but Keith is on, man, whatever.
Rich Dollars.
I think it's a cornball, man. He's still living on some shit he did back in like 99. You know what I'm saying? I ain't heard a hit from Sun since. And I think you're right. He rides a coattail of Puffy on that shit. So he even keep it like that. You know what I'm saying? Them dudes is cornball. I mean, and who's like the producer dude? I don't know. Some new cat, I don't know what the hell. Like, I be catching shit in the middle, and like I be seeing shit being posted all over social media. So I be trying to catch up, but I don't hear none of these dudes work or nothing, man. Like, I don't get it.
Right. Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because Love and Hip Hop Atlanta next Monday.
Yeah, back to Cornball City number one at ATL. I think every dude on that mug is man.
Yeah.
I don't even know what this thing, man. Y'all don't make money off this shit. I don't even know what it is. It's anticipated. I'm probably going to sit here, you know what I'm saying, and catch the show, whatever. If nothing else is on, I'll sit here and watch these cornball ass niggas do their thing. But, you know what I'm saying? Real is recognized real, and you know what I'm saying, in the streets, and look, they, whatever, man. They do
their thing. For real, this is like the fourth season. The New York season just got there the fifth season. Atlanta about to do their fourth or fifth season. They doing it, man. They still hitting the ratings, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Didn't they try something with L.A. this past year or something like that? Ain't they out there, too?
Who's that?
Hey,
AJ,
they got a love in
hip-hop
LA, too?
Oh, yeah, Ray J's show.
The core ball of all core balls. It's his show, right?
Yes, the number one.
Oh, my God. The core ball of all core balls in the show. That goes to tell you right there, man. Like, yeah, okay. All right, but...
Ray J, he was on the money team. Remember, he was on the money team.
I heard that he got dismissed. He rocking with his exes or something like that. I don't know, man. I can't keep up with these niggas. He got real shit with the females, man. I don't know.
He got into it. Fabulous. Remember that?
Listen to it. The whole shit. It's a mixtape of him and Kanye going back and forth, man, and it is real, real dope. And I think Q-Tip is on a couple of joints too. And that was actually where I first heard John Legend. He did a couple hooks and a couple courses on the Take Him to the Finger joint. So, yeah, go back, listen to that, man. Consequence, Take Him to the Cleaners, man. Real dope.
Yeah, 02, that was a dark time in hip-hop, man. Not a lot of stuff was cracking back then, man. So
that was a bling era. That was a bling era. Yes, that true indeed. It was a bling era. But there was some dope underground shit that was kind of evolving too at the same time. But yeah, man, go back, check that joint out, man. The Consequence joint, Take It to the Cleaners. And I'm telling you, you're going to be like, how did I miss this shit? Crazy. How did I miss it? But, yeah, man, like I said, it's good to see them two back working together, doing that thing. And hopefully he, you know what I'm saying, he spread up shit with his cousin, which is Q-Tip. You know, I want to put him on. They're still beefing from what I know, which is real crazy. But hopefully they get that thing together too, man.
Hey, man, when does Q-Tip come out with a new album, man?
I don't know, man. I've been looking for that, and I haven't seen any date or release date or anything like that. So, but you know, as soon as I find out, man, I will definitely be on it.
That Renaissance came out 7 years ago, bro. 7 years ago now.
Damn, has it been that long?
Yes, it came out 08.
Yeah, it has been that long. Yeah, like, oh, was it 08?
Yes, yes. He's a producer, and the Q-Tip's right. Renaissance album, that was dope, man. What are you talking about?
Hell yeah, and he got Extra P. I mean, what? You know what I'm saying? L.E.S., you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. And Dylan made enough tracks. If you want to get on the Dylan track, get it. I'm sure my dukes would be more than happy to throw that shit at you. So, don't even make a deal. Come on, man. Tribe, we asking. Yes, man. Come on back. Please, come on back, man, for sure. All right, man. We're going to get into, of course, man, my favorite segment of this joint, the original and the sample. Of course, like I've been doing, sorry for all my heads out there that I haven't really been doing the original sample like I usually do. But, man, we get into these topics sometimes and shit kind of runs and it's time consuming. So, I said that this week that I was going to get an original and sample in so I could satisfy y'all and y'all could quit beating me up on Twitter about it. So, with that being said, we're going to get into tonight's original and sample, all right? So, tonight's original comes from Mr. Harvey Mandel, all right? And the joint is called Crispo Lindor, all right? So, I'm going to play the original. After the original, I'm coming right back with the sample, and right after that, you hear my voice, and of course, my man Kirk Dunn. So let's go ahead and get into this original. It's Mr. Harvey Mandel, Crispo Lindor, and we'll play the sample right after that. This is Hip Hop Heads Radio. Let's go. Thank you.
Tooth had me up against the ropes, to me conscious without no boxing skills. Fear of it makes terror my neck grow like monoxidil. Watching the clock is ill when faced with the truth parallels observing. Amateur videotapes of 21 top notch in my PD cop skill. Filet mines out to kill, still some never reveal true feelings. We speaking on the truth right now in itself is a healing. Be the creator, created existence and balance at right angles, less than what's conceived and stated. So whoever shall stray away from right, lives wrong. The derivative of the word false, opposite of truth, false, force. Sure as my slave name descends in. Troy Donald Jameson paves the path, enabling truth to stay stable and cling. Earth, sort of similar to the way static electricity sings. See, you bring light, light refracts off the mirror. Visions of yourself in error could never be clearer. The truth is that you're ugly. Not on the outside, but in the inside. On the outside, you front and you lovely. The discovery of these things and all are well hidden. But when you in denial of self, it's forbidden. That's the truth.
Truth, boy.
Let the truth be told from young souls that become old from days spent in the jungle. Where must one go to find it? Time is real, we can't rewind it. Out of everybody I met who told the truth, time did. We find kids speaking cause it's naturally in us. But the false prophet by telling us we be born sinners, vendors of hate. Got me battling my own mind, state at a divine rate. I ain't in this just to rhyme great. See the truth in the eyes of a stripper, the eyes of my nigga. If it's only one, then why should it differ? So constantly I seek it, wonder why I gotta drink a six pack to speak it. Took the picture of the truth and tried to develop it. Had proof, it was only recognized by the intelligent. Took the negative and positive, cause niggas got to live. Said I gotta give more than I'm giving, cause truth will never be heard in religion. After searching the world, on the inside what was hidden, it was the truth.
On my neck, I still got marks from the nooses. The truth is the deuces. Fear the God, niggas on the run like Carl Lewis. The truth is, my crew is the smoothest fitters of saliva juices like the roots is. More organic than acoustic. Heavenly what will set you free and kill you in the same breath. That shit you gotta get off your chest before your death and rest. The way you speak is lighter than the pamphlet. Cause the truth gives words the weight of a planet, goddammit. I ran with what God planted in my heart, and I understand it to be to bring some light to the dark. Breathe some life in this art. This must be the truth, cause we keep marching on. The truth lay the foundation of what we rocking on. You can't see it if you're blind, but we will always prevail. Life is like the open sea, the truth is the wind in our sails. In the end, our names are on the lips of dying men. Ever crushed to the earth, we always rise again. When the words of lying men sound lush like the sounds of a violin, the truth is there, it's just the heart you gotta find it in.
Classics never age, man. That's why
no,
I have a classic, and that's why that song's a classic, and that's it.
When I first heard that sample, man, like, my head exploded. Because I'm like, damn, like, well, where did he find this shit? Like, I'm like, ooh, I mean, that had to be some serious crate digging. Serious crate digging, like, crazy crate digging. Like, I mean, it was like, that's like Dollar Bin crazy thing. I mean, Harvey Mitchell, don't get me wrong. I mean, he in his own way, he made some you know crazy compositions or whatnot. But son, like, what are you? Wow. And then the way he you know, saying he sampled it, it's kind of chopped it up, and. It sounded like, you know what I'm saying, like a seamless masterpiece, man. He just, once he laid the drums to it, that was a wrap.
Yeah. He put a touch on it, and yeah, it sounded like it was from heaven, man, you know?
Yeah, man. And True Diamond D, you know what I'm saying, the fan, like, crazy, man. So, shout out, of course, man, to the great Diamond D, BX Finest. On the track, and of course, Pharrell Monch, who I believe has always been ahead of his time. I mean, even, you know what I'm saying, with Organized Confusion and then going solo, he's probably one of the most underrated MCs out there that, you know what I'm saying, he's your favorite MC's worst nightmare. I'll put it to you like that. If you go back and listen to, you know what I'm saying, like I said, with the Organized Confusion and all the way up to, you know, where he's at now, what he's been doing, he is your favorite MC fucking worst nightmare, I'm telling you. And of course, we're coming in, and Talib bringing up the red. I miss those old Rockers days, man. I swear, I wish they could have stayed together, and I don't know what went wrong with Rockers, but I miss them old joints, man. Like, they had one of the illest rosters in hip hop, as far as I was concerned, but
they had the Sound Bombing, Lyricist Lounge, Pharrell, Talib, Mos, Shabam Sadiq. I don't think he came out of the album, but he was tight with them. And then High Tech did most of production, and then the High and Mighty. You remember High and Mighty?
Was it Talib supported them too for a minute, or was it just? Was it just my man? Who's my man from the Alcoholics? I can't think of his name.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was there solo or if the whole Licks was over there, but I know he was doing a lot of features with him at one point. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we talking about Rockets or High and Mighty?
Rockets.
Oh, Rockets. Oh, he was on that track on Soundbombing too. That's all he did.
Okay. Yeah,
I wasn't sure
if he was with him or not, but
yeah. They had a whole bunch of artists on that Sound Bombing 2. Some of them were affiliated, you know, but he did track on there with him.
Yeah, man, I that whole track, man, like, that was like the hip-hop savior at the point, as far as I was concerned. Cause, I mean, of course, you know, at that time, you was in the, you had the Bling era going on, and then, you know, you had, of course, that's, you know, Jay-Z's, you know, his rise of fame, and you know, all that was going on, but you still, like, I could count on if Rockers came up with something, like, yes, I know this shit gonna be banging, like, this, you know what I'm saying, this is the shit I'm looking for right now, and when they disbanded, I was heartbroken.
And even Eminem on that joint, I was thinking Eminem was on his rise, or he was probably on the rise, or he was up there. He got on that Sound Bomb, and I kind of gave him credit a little bit. And they didn't need him on there, but he was on there.
right, man. Right, like they had some heat with him. I wish, you know, say that they didn't get back together and make that happen again. But you know, everybody's doing their own thing. Of course, Talib got his own thing. Moses is of course doing his own thing. So. I don't think we'll ever get that true Rockers sound like that again. But it was a good thing that they all, you know what I'm saying, collabing with each other and to this day they're still rocking. So that's a good thing. I guess that's something.
Yeah, Moses, he's still in Africa?
No, he's back. He's back. From what I heard, he's back. He's fully, you know, back now. I know at one point he went back over there and he was, you know, trying to not let him back over, but supposedly he's back in the States now. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he's going through his renaissance or something. I don't know, man.
He's so far gone. He's so far gone, man.
Yeah, man. I think the Guantanamo basic kind of fucked him up when he, you know what I'm saying, was getting force fed and all that like that. I think that shit really took him to another place, man. I don't know, man. He's been the same. So, hopefully he can come back and you know what I'm saying, of course Ty Levy's doing his thing and you know, High Tech. I don't know if he's still over there with Aftermath or, you know what I'm saying, with Dre. But hopefully, like I said, man, they can get together and do some
High
more
Tech,
music.
By the way, High Tech did a joint recently, man.
Really?
Yeah. One of the albums that came out this year, I forget. I have to think about that, man. Dang. But he's still doing something. But it was a nice cut he did on one of the albums. I got to look that up here real quick.
Okay. No doubt. I'm going to go look for that one, man. It's Friday, man.
I'll find that right now, man.
Yeah, man. Hit me with that one, man. Definitely post that shit. And, you know, I'm going to put out a service announcement, man. All you fake profile motherfuckers out there that's coming on my page and that's coming on that Hip Hop Heads radio page, we coming for y'all. Stop coming at us, trying to get on our shit and promote your shit, man. No. That shit ain't happening. No more. No more. All right? I'm on the lookout. My man Curry's on the lookout. My man Flayhouse is on the lookout. Everybody's on the lookout, man. Stop coming at us, trying to get on our shit, and trying to promote your shit, man. We calling y'all out now. Hopefully y'all listen. Don't come to our fucking shit with that, man. Straight up.
At least post some other stuff before you just post your stuff in there trying to, you know, come on now.
Yeah, man, that shit kills me, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm thinking you know, coming in and at least, you know, contribute a little something. I ain't saying you gotta do something every day or whatever, but, you know what I'm saying, at least contribute. You gotta just come right out the gate. Come on, y'all shit, like, no, selling handbags and shit, out of here. No, man, that shit ain't flying. It ain't gonna work with that. That ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna fly, man. That's not gonna fly at all. So,
It was an old cut. I don't think he's done that recently. I was listening to Royal Flush, man. He did a cut on there, man, like before you was even known, man.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Anyway, though, I might not have heard it, man, so we'll send that shit anyway. We'll see what it's going to do, man. You know, be on the lookout. We got a few weeks. My man Frank Nick has been in the lab. He's been working with J-Rock, of course, MJ, the whole, you know what I'm saying, Yancey boy, Mark Duke Camp. So be on the lookout for that new Frank Nick. So he got a single out, man, called Slippin'. J-Rock, I think J-Rock, he went into Anabella and produced this shit because it is banging. So be sure to check that shit out, man. And I guess I got a few more releases that'll be dropping, so, you know, y'all be on the lookout as they come. My man, of course, Raekwon the Chef, the great, my favorite out the Wu. His joint will be dropping on April 18th, so be on the lookout for that. The homegirl MC Light is dropping something on Apple. It's for one day. I had to go back and get the date. I want to say it's the 16th, but I'm going to go back and repost what I posted. MC Light is dropping a LP or whatever that day on iTunes, so y'all be on the lookout for that, too.
There's a couple other albums, man, that came out. I just got about today. My boy talking about it. He's on them. I'm starting to get on them. I'm getting on them now, but, you know, Currency, that Pilot Talk 3, dog.
Shout out to my fam Currency, man. They come a long way from sleeping on my floor in college to that jet life.
I thought the production he's doing most. Ski Beats is doing most of the production on this one, man. You know, Ski Beats, he did most of Camp Lowe stuff back in the day.
Yeah, dog.
Currency has a good ear for production. He reminds me of Sky Zoo. They pick good beats, man.
Right. I need another Bell Brothers joint. Why are you saying that too? I need another one of those, man. Bell Brothers joint. Just the Sky Zoo. You know what I'm saying? Just drop something. You know what I'm saying?
He's due for another solo.
Man, that's my soul, man. I'm not even gonna lie to you. That salvation touched my soul to this day. So, he need to come out with something for sure.
But the boys that are doing it right now, you played that joint earlier, man. Clear Soul Forces, man. They dropping a new shit.
Yo, this shit track there, man. I'm a big fan.
Dog. Yeah, I mean, did you? I don't think you heard. Did you hear the other joint I put in my room? It was Friday. It's called Backpack Subwoofer Rap.
I may have, but I don't know. I'll check it out. I know I've got like three of the joints that I've played on the show. I'm played that one, man. But yeah, man, like point me to it. And I'm
okay, they use the same
of their work, man. Like I love what they're doing, man.
It's a BPSWR. I'll put it in there. But they use that same sample that De La used, the Wu-Tang sample. Remember they was the intro from the Wu-Tang Forever. Remember De La used that sample for one of their cuts a couple years ago. I forget what song that was.
Yeah.
But Clear Soul Force using that for the new single. Dog, man, they're doing it. Though. I just tweeted them a couple hour ago. I'm looking forward to y'all next album. Y'all keep it simple, dope rhymes, dope lyrics, whatever. They favorited it. They retweeted it. And, yeah, man, they trying to get out there, dog.
Hey, I'm going to push them here, yo. We're pushing them heavy here at Hip Hop Heads Radio, man. I'm going to try to see if I can get with the A&R or whoever, man, to see if I can get them on the show or whatever and rock with them because I am a big fan of their work, man. Like, they are really, for some young cats doing it, I appreciate their authenticity, man, and what they bring to the game now, man. I'm happy.
They're hungry,
yeah, man. Yeah, it's a breath of fresh air, man. Definitely a breath of fresh air to hear them brothers rock, man. So I for one, man, definitely gonna support them cats, man. No doubt.
Get them on the show.
I got some Detroit connect, so I'm gonna be sure to holler at my Detroit people, see if I can get them, man, and definitely get them on the show. Like a rock, man. Yeah, but shout out to my whole finale and of course DJ Butter, DJ Dez, my man, House Shoes. You know what I'm saying? I got some Detroit connect, so I'm gonna get with him and see what I can do to make that shit happen, man. No doubt, man. So Kirk, what you got going on, man? We are gonna go ahead and sign off here. What you got going on? What you got shaking with you, fam?
Oh man, it's nothing specific, man. Just you know, so we just gotta get you up here. I'll let you know dates and stuff, and you know, DC, like I said, it's getting prime time now, man. April, summer it'll go just like that. So it's going down here in the district.
Right, man. Let me know, man, and save it. Out here in the Bay, the Tampa Bay anyway, but out here in the Bay, I think my man Nas will be here. I don't know if it's this weekend or next weekend. He'll be here on the 20th, I believe. 23rd. He'll be on the 23rd. So, of course, I've got to go see True Beast Finest rock this shit, as usual. But we got to get y'all out here, man, for some sunshine, some of that beast life. And, you know what I'm saying, get y'all a good Cuban sandwich and a mojito and send y'all on y'all way.
Yo, hey, man, on the real, man, one of my homeboys from Ohio is looking at getting a job down there, and he might be moving down there, man, so I'll give you a heads up on that.
Yeah, man, look out, man, let me know, man. Shout out to my man Sean, man, from Ohio, who just moved down here, straight from Akron. He's down here now, man, and working for a little bit, so shout out to my man Sean. We got some Ohio love down here. Of course, he gave me grief. We all won that damn national championship, but it is what it is, man. Congrats to that dude.
Right.
Hip Hop Heads Radio, man. Of course, like I said, man, you just be on the lookout for everything that we're doing, man. We're in the works of putting together the Hip Hop Heads Radio apparel, so that should be dropping here. Hopefully, man, summertime. So be on the lookout for that. I got a special treat for y'all on Friday. I know it's been a minute, but so I got a little inspiration, man, to break out these ones and twos and get back and do something. So be on the lookout for that Friday. I'm gonna call this one. What I'm gonna call this one is I'm here so I don't get fired next tape. So that's what we're going to do this Friday. And, of course, man, every Wednesday, like we always do, Hip Hop Heads Radio, like we always rock. Of course, hit us up, man. Hit Kirk up, Hip Hop Heads on Facebook, one of the dopest pages on Facebook, man, where we just sit back, man, and discuss hip-hop, post some hot joints, and and keep it real. And, of course, Hip Hop Heads Radio. I give a shout out to everybody for showing love, man, especially the ladies, man, on Hip Hop Heads Radio. Shout out to Kwanzaa. Of course, shout out to Nicole, C, Carletta, of course, Black Widow, man. Shout out to y'all. Y'all definitely know me, man. My man, Kwame. On the Harrison, man, definitely been holding it down too, Breezy. Got to get Breezy thing out there. So, of course, if y'all out in D.C., on the 20th, man, y'all go check out my man, Breezy Taylor. He's got this joint popping off. I think it's the Hip Hop Feud. Y'all got to check that out, man. Where's that located at? Where's that at out there in D.C., man?
That'll be at the great Lounge of Three on U Street. That's where I'll go down.
That's what it is, man. So say or you're going to be in trouble. That's what it is. So shout out to my man Breezy. Of course, David Powers, man. The whole Cypher Sounds, man. Definitely want to give a shout out to y'all, man. Always holding me down. Heavy. So with that being said, man, this is Hip Hop Heads Radio, man. Thank y'all for coming out. It was a great night. Next week, we'll be back on the set. We'll do what we do like we always do at this time, man. Like we always say, you'll never sell yourself to fall in love with anything in this world. Keep God first, everything else will fall in line. It's Hip Hop Heads Radio, signing off. Peace and love. One.
Peace.